Victory over Christianity. The success which Christianity has achieved over a long period of history is based on the Christian belief that Jesus died on the cross and so atoned for the sins of his followers. Resurrected from death on the cross, he now sits in heaven on the right hand of God. This story has had a tremendous effect on many generations of human beings. The death of Jesus for others roused tender emotions in those who heard the account. His resurrection and his ascent to heaven to the right hand of God inspired awe and made people revere him as God. These two beliefs, death on the cross and resurrection, Hazrat Mirza Sahib disproved with the help of the New Testament itself. He proved that Jesus could not have died on the cross. It was known that even if a man remained nailed to a cross for 3 days, he did not necessarily die. Jesus remained on the cross only for 3 or 4 hours. It is also recorded in the New Testament that when he was taken down, a spear thrust in his side brought out warm blood. John chapter 19, verses 31 to 34. One cannot extract warm blood from a dead body. Moreover, Jesus had prophesied, and this prophecy remains in the New Testament records, that he would come down alive from the cross. Did he not say, "An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas"? For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. It is known that the prophet Jonah had been devoured alive by a whale, but had come out alive. Jesus was to show a sign similar to this sign. So he was to enter the tomb alive and come out alive after 3 days and 3 nights. Arguments advanced by Hazrat Mirza Sahib were based on the New Testament records. So Christians were dumbfounded. They could not meet the attack. They are unable to do so even today. The whole theory of the death of Jesus on the cross for the atonement of the sins of others fell to the ground. The main attraction of Christianity for credulous believers disappeared. Christianity lost one of its legs.